This is the SPM listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You hear a girl talking about watching movies.
I usually enjoy watching my favorite movies and cartoons on weekends. Action movies are good, but I'm not that keen if there's too much violence. I wouldn't waste any time on horror movies either. I'll have trouble sleeping after watching them. I guess I enjoy watching fantasy the most, where there's magical kingdoms and dragons. As for romance, well, I don't really enjoy that.
Now listen again.
I usually enjoy watching my favorite movies and cartoons on weekends. Action movies are good, but I'm not that keen if there's too much violence. I wouldn't waste any time on horror movies either. I'll have trouble sleeping after watching them. I guess I enjoy watching fantasy the most, where there's magical kingdoms and dragons. As for romance, well, I don't really enjoy that.
Question 2. You hear a man talking about his occupation.
I always dreamed of sailing the seven seas when I was small. In my 20s, I saved enough money working as a salesman to travel to Africa. While I was there, I took lots of great pictures, and that's what made me think of a career in photography. Since then, I've done lots of exhibitions, and travel magazines have used my pictures to write about holidays and hotels.
Now listen again.
I always dreamed of sailing the seven seas when I was small. In my 20s, I saved enough money working as a salesman to travel to Africa. While I was there, I took lots of great pictures, and that's what made me think of a career in photography. Since then, I've done lots of exhibitions, and travel magazines have used my pictures to write about holidays and hotels.
Question 3. You hear a student talking about the importance of sports.
I love sports. It does take a lot of my time, but it has its benefits. I compete in a lot of sports events and I love meeting new people. When teenagers add sports to their schedule, they are adding a commitment. Since sports have a wide range of benefits, it can be an excellent learning tool for teens, especially in the areas of time management. For me, sports can be such a fun event because I can meet many new people. What we learn as students and athletes can be used later in our lives. I do sports mainly for building friendship.
Now listen again.
I love sports. It does take a lot of my time, but it has its benefits. I compete in a lot of sports events and I love meeting new people. When teenagers add sports to their schedule, they are adding a commitment. Since sports have a wide range of benefits, it can be an excellent learning tool for teens, especially in the areas of time management. For me, sports can be such a fun event because I can meet many new people. What we learn as students and athletes can be used later in our lives. I do sports mainly for building friendship.
Question 4. You hear a science teacher giving instructions to the students.
Okay, listen, class. I know you've heard this many times, but I still need to remind you about a few important matters. Be cautious when in the laboratory. Always read the label carefully when using chemicals. Inform your teacher immediately if you spill any chemicals. Always wash your hands when you leave the laboratory. And, above all, you must follow the instructions given at all times.
Now listen again.
Okay, listen, class. I know you've heard this many times, but I still need to remind you about a few important matters. Be cautious when in the laboratory. Always read the label carefully when using chemicals. Inform your teacher immediately if you spill any chemicals. Always wash your hands when you leave the laboratory. And, above all, you must follow the instructions given at all times.
Question 5. You hear a news reader talking about the weather.
Although we're experiencing some rain today, Sunday is expected to be a bright and sunny day. A great way to end the weekend is by bringing the whole family for a picnic at the beach or a stroll in the park. Don't forget your sunscreen. The following week, however, is expected to be a very wet week. Don't forget your umbrellas, folks.
Now listen again.
Although we're experiencing some rain today, Sunday is expected to be a bright and sunny day. A great way to end the weekend is by bringing the whole family for a picnic at the beach or a stroll in the park. Don't forget your sunscreen. The following week, however, is expected to be a very wet week. Don't forget your umbrellas, folks.
Question 6. You hear a woman talking about the place she went to for dinner.
Let me tell you about the restaurant. The lighting was just right. It wasn't too bright. Another good thing was that the tables had a good amount of space between them. Can I say the staff were polite? They made me feel comfortable and at ease. Also, there was music playing in the restaurant. It wasn't too loud, but I prefer not to have any music.
Now listen again.
Let me tell you about the restaurant. The lighting was just right. It wasn't too bright. Another good thing was that the tables had a good amount of space between them. Can I say the staff were polite? They made me feel comfortable and at ease. Also, there was music playing in the restaurant. It wasn't too loud, but I prefer not to have any music.
Question 7. You hear Ali sharing his experience climbing Mount Everest.
Congratulations, Ali, for reaching the top of Mount Everest.
Thanks, but it was not easy.
Ali, can you tell us the most challenging aspect of climbing the mountain?
Well, the route up Mount Everest is not difficult, but mountain sickness can affect your climb. As for me, it was the weather as it kept on changing.
Now listen again.
Congratulations, Ali, for reaching the top of Mount Everest.
Thanks, but it was not easy.
Ali, can you tell us the most challenging aspect of climbing the mountain?
Well, the route up Mount Everest is not difficult, but mountain sickness can affect your climb. As for me, it was the weather as it kept on changing.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear Roy talking about his skateboarding experience. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part two.
Balancing is everything when you ride a skateboard. You have to learn how to bend your knees properly and move your weight around the deck. I remember the first time I saw a pro skateboarder. He came to our new skate park and put on a demo. When I saw him zoom up and down the ramp, I knew I wanted to do that too. I watched as he got ready to do a trick, and when it worked out, I could see the pleasure spread across his face. We all cheered, including the parents and the little kids. But I think I cheered the loudest. When it was over, he threw things to us. Caps, t-shirts, wheels, shoes, and even a skateboard with his name on it. I caught a t-shirt, and I wear it nearly every day. It's my lucky shirt. I practice every spare minute. Even though I like playing tennis and football, skateboarding is different. I think you use more skills when you ride a board properly. You do it all yourself. If you crash, it's because you do something wrong. If you make a great trick work, it's because you try hard and do your best. When I first started, I used my cruiser skateboard. Now I ride my double kick skateboard more often because I'm learning to do more tricks. I also ride the Malibu board when I want to feel the wind in my face. I can get up a pretty good speed on it. When I go really fast, the excitement makes my heart beat faster. I feel great, even though I'm a bit afraid I might crash if I don't get the turn right. The council has just built a new skate park, and there are two ramps we can practice on. The big ramp is made of plywood, and I think it's better than concrete or steel. We all fall off sometimes, but if you fall on the concrete, it takes lots of skin off, even through your clothes. The steel one looks smooth and shiny, and that's the trouble with them. Your wheels don't grip as well on the steel ramps, and too many riders fall. I have more control over the plywood ramps. Now I spend most of my time on my trick board, which is the double kick. I did my first ollie on it. An ollie was a special trick I learned. I smash kick down on the back of my board and slide my foot forward. Then, with my arms outstretched, I'm in the air. It only lasts for a split second, but it feels like I'm flying. When I land flat and keep going, I can still feel the thrill. That's why I keep trying new tricks. It's a sense of achievement, even though it takes a lot of hard work.
Now listen again.
Balancing is everything when you ride a skateboard. You have to learn how to bend your knees properly and move your weight around the deck. I remember the first time I saw a pro skateboarder. He came to our new skate park and put on a demo. When I saw him zoom up and down the ramp, I knew I wanted to do that too. I watched as he got ready to do a trick, and when it worked out, I could see the pleasure spread across his face. We all cheered, including the parents and the little kids, but I think I cheered the loudest. When it was over, he threw things to us, caps, t-shirts, wheels, shoes, and even a skateboard with his name on it. I caught a t-shirt, and I wear it nearly every day. It's my lucky shirt. I practice every spare minute. Even though I like playing tennis and football, skateboarding is different. I think you use more skills when you ride a board properly. You do it all yourself. If you crash, it's because you do something wrong. If you make a great trick work, it's because you try hard and do your best. When I first started, I used my cruiser skateboard. Now I ride my double kick skateboard more often because I'm learning to do more tricks. I also ride the Malibu board when I want to feel the wind in my face. I can get up a pretty good speed on it. When I go really fast, the excitement makes my heart beat faster. I feel great, even though I'm a bit afraid I might crash if I don't get the turn right. The council has just built a new skate park, and there are two ramps we can practice on. The big ramp is made of plywood, and I think it's better than concrete or steel. We all fall off sometimes, but if you fall on the concrete, it takes lots of skin off, even through your clothes. The steel one looks smooth and shiny, and that's the trouble with them. Your wheels don't grip as well on the steel ramps, and too many riders fall. I have more control over the plywood ramps. Now I spend most of my time on my trick board, which is the double kick. I did my first ollie on it. An ollie was a special trick I learned. I smash kick down on the back of my board and slide my foot forward. Then, with my arms outstretched, I'm in the air. It only lasts for a split second, but it feels like I'm flying. When I land flat and keep going, I can still feel the thrill. That's why I keep trying new tricks. It's a sense of achievement, even though it takes a lot of hard work.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which teenagers are talking about shopping habits. Choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
Before I buy something, I look at the advantages and disadvantages of buying it. I ask myself why I need it, where I'll put it, and what it's for. If I can't give definite answers to these questions, I may want it, but will probably decide I don't need it.
Speaker 2.
At supermarkets, there are always people trying to sell you things. I normally compare prices of different brands to get the best deal. Sometimes, I use vouchers that I find on the internet or in newspapers. I like to go online to know who is offering the lowest price.
Speaker 3.
At the supermarket, I only buy what I've planned to get. This means that I won't be tempted to add some ice cream, even if it looks really good. It doesn't matter how good it looks. If you haven't planned to buy it, don't put it in your basket.
Speaker 4.
Most of the time, especially when there's a sale, it's easy to buy things just because they're on sale. We find ourselves attracted to these discounts and end up buying things that we don't really need.
Speaker 5.
When I'm thinking about buying something and I'm in the shop trying to consider my options, I always avoid the sales assistants. Their job is to persuade you to buy the product. Be a smart shopper and try not to let other people stop you from making your own choices.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
Before I buy something, I look at the advantages and disadvantages of buying it. I ask myself why I need it, where I'll put it, and what it's for. If I can't give definite answers to these questions, I may want it, but will probably decide I don't need it.
Speaker 2.
At supermarkets, there are always people trying to sell you things. I normally compare prices of different brands to get the best deal. Sometimes, I use vouchers that I find on the internet or in newspapers. I like to go online to know who is offering the lowest price.
Speaker 3.
At the supermarket, I only buy what I've planned to get. This means that I won't be tempted to add some ice cream even if it looks really good. It doesn't matter how good it looks. If you haven't planned to buy it, don't put it in your basket.
Speaker 4.
Most of the time, especially when there's a sale, it's easy to buy things just because they're on sale. We find ourselves attracted to these discounts and end up buying things that we don't really need.
Speaker 5.
When I'm thinking about buying something and I'm in the shop trying to consider my options, I always avoid the sales assistants. Their job is to persuade you to buy the product. Be a smart shopper and try not to let other people stop you from making your own choices.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear a student, Aslan, talking about his experience as an exchange student in Italy. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
So, Aslan, you've just returned from an exchange program in Italy. How was it?
It was amazing. It was one of the greatest trips of my life.
How did you know about this program?
It all started when my teacher announced that there would be a student exchange program. We could choose to go either to Italy or France. In the past, I had always ignored these programs, but for some reason, this year, it caught my attention.
So, did you apply straight away?
I think my biggest concern was that I had a limited budget, but I didn't let that stop me. I went ahead with the application and it was successful. My parents were a bit worried about how I would handle life away from home, of course. I'd never traveled that far before, so I had to buy a new suitcase.
So, tell me more about your trip. What was it like when you got there?
In Rome, Once we'd arrived, it was nice to be able to relax and walk around the city in the evening after the long flight. I noticed that the Italians do things differently. Their culture isn't the same as ours. They truly know how to relax and enjoy themselves.
What else did you learn about the people there?
I was impressed by how friendly and polite the people were. My host family introduced me to their friends and family members. Every gathering was a feast of food and laughter. When they discovered that I was a die-hard fan of their famous football club, they organized a trip to the local stadium. It was amazing!
Wow! Did you get to meet any of the players?
Well, we managed to watch the team train. And later, I got a really great photo of me with the team captain because my host father knew the players would usually hang out at a nearby restaurant after training. So, we tried our luck, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the team walking in. They were happy for me to take a few shots with them.
So, did you stay in Rome for the whole trip then?
No. The school I was placed in organized a trip to Milan as well. It was there that I discovered what real pizza actually tasted like. It's better than anything you'll ever get back home in Malaysia. We went on a walk in the countryside one afternoon too. It was so green and beautiful, and the weather was fantastic. We didn't have much time to go sightseeing though, unfortunately.
Was the school trip to Milan organized in the same way as school trips are here in Malaysia?
Yes, except the organizer had one rule we all had to follow. We were not allowed to use our digital devices, so I had to leave my phone off the whole time. I was quite annoyed about this, but they did allow us to take a camera at least. I was able to get some really lovely pictures.
Sounds like it was quite strict. Did you get any nice souvenirs while you were there?
Well, we didn't have much time in Milan, but I did get a couple of things. I got a really beautiful silk scarf in a street market. That was for my mother. I also got a designer shirt for my father. He never buys any new clothes.
Sounds nice. Was school life very different from here in Malaysia then?
Well, the first thing that struck me was that the students have a very different method of learning. It was quite informal in some ways, especially when compared to some Malaysian schools. I'm not sure which one is better, though.
What do you think you learned from this student exchange program?
I think I developed a lot as a person. I don't think it helped me in my studies, but it was useful to learn another language. I think the biggest thing I took from the experience was that it has made me rethink my goals in life. For example, am I sure I want to go to this university or that one? What do I really want to do next with my life?
Would you visit Italy again?
Of course. But for now, I'm looking forward to my host family's visit. It'll be my turn to show them around Malaysia. That's happening in September, when we all have enough free time. I've kept in touch with them since arriving back last April. They had planned to visit earlier in the year, but I was really busy in August.
Now listen again.
So Aslan, you've just returned from an exchange program in Italy. How was it?
It was amazing. It was one of the greatest trips of my life.
How did you know about this program?
It all started when my teacher announced that there would be a student exchange program. We could choose to go either to Italy or France. In the past, I had always ignored these programs, but for some reason, this year, it caught my attention.
So, did you apply straight away?
I think my biggest concern was that I had a limited budget, but I didn't let that stop me. I went ahead with the application, and it was successful. My parents were a bit worried about how I would handle life away from home. Of course, I'd never traveled that far before, so I had to buy a new suitcase.
So, tell me more about your trip. What was it like when you got there?
In Rome, once we'd arrived, it was nice to be able to relax and walk around the city in the evening after the long flight. I noticed that the Italians do things differently. Their culture isn't the same as ours. They truly know how to relax and enjoy themselves.
What else did you learn about the people there?
I was impressed by how friendly and polite the people were. My host family introduced me to their friends and family members. Every gathering was a feast of food and laughter. When they discovered that I was a die-hard fan of their famous football club, they organized a trip to the local stadium. It was amazing!
Wow! Did you get to meet any of the players?
Well, we managed to watch the team train. And later, I got a really great photo of me with the team captain because my host father knew the players would usually hang out at a nearby restaurant after training. So, we tried our luck, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the team walking in. They were happy for me to take a few shots with them.
So, did you stay in Rome for the whole trip then?
No. The school I was placed in organized a trip to Milan as well. It was there that I discovered what real pizza actually tasted like. It's better than anything you'll ever get back home in Malaysia. We went on a walk in the countryside one afternoon too. It was so green and beautiful, and the weather was fantastic. We didn't have much time to go sightseeing though, unfortunately.
Was the school trip to Milan organized in the same way as school trips are here in Malaysia?
Yes, except the organizer had one rule we all had to follow. We were not allowed to use our digital devices, so I had to leave my phone off the whole time. I was quite annoyed about this, but they did allow us to take a camera at least. I was able to get some really lovely pictures.
Sounds like it was quite strict. Did you get any nice souvenirs while you were there?
Well, we didn't have much time in Milan, but I did get a couple of things. I got a really beautiful silk scarf in a street market. That was for my mother. I also got a designer shirt for my father. He never buys any new clothes.
Sounds nice. Was school life very different from here in Malaysia then?
Well, the first thing that struck me was that the students have a very different method of learning. It was quite informal in some ways, especially when compared to some Malaysian schools. I'm not sure which one is better, though.
What do you think you learned from this student exchange program?
I think I developed a lot as a person. I don't think it helped me in my studies, but it was useful to learn another language. I think the biggest thing I took from the experience was that it has made me rethink my goals in life. For example, am I sure I want to go to this university or that one? What do I really want to do next with my life?
Would you visit Italy again?
Of course. But for now, I'm looking forward to my host family's visit. It'll be my turn to show them around Malaysia. That's happening in September, when we all have enough free time. I've kept in touch with them since arriving back last April. They had planned to visit earlier in the year, but I was really busy in August.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.